finally going to get around to telling a few stories from my Christmas vacation. We went to the New Mexico mountains again. That's my favorite place in the U.S. I love being in the mountains in the summertime. The weather is perfect. And I love being in the mountains in the wintertime, especially during the holidays.
Did you have big snow?
Had big snow. Christmas lights and decorations look better in the snow, I think. And it just really puts you in that holiday mindset. And so we went to northern New Mexico. I love that Santa Fe to Taos area. A lot of beauty, a lot of soul, a lot of spirit. Just really like it, especially during the holidays. And we were going for 1 week. It turned into 2 weeks. And I'll tell you why here in a little bit. But the first week was great. A lot of snow, a lot of fun, a lot of good food. We did have one accident moment. We were with our 2.5-year-old daughter, of course, and we were walking around Santa Fe downtown near the plaza, and we were going in and out of shops. And at one point, we enter this really nice gift shop. It's gifts and clothing and household items, and they have a little kids section in the back. We liked the store a lot, so we went in there, and my wife and daughter stopped near the entrance, and so I went in, and I was maybe 10 feet away from them, kind of ahead of them, and I was looking at some books off to the side. And I just heard this loud crash and something breaking.
Oh, no.
And I turned around, and our daughter had tripped on the little carpet just past the front door and fallen into a display, and there was a shattered vase on the floor.
Oh, no.
And the owner came running over, and I said, I guess we'll be buying that.
Had my eye on it anyway, so.
And the owner was so cool. She said, oh, don't worry about it. That stuff happens. And I said, oh. Are you serious? I said, I'm more than happy to pay for that. And she goes, nope, part of doing business. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll buy something in here.
And then you just knocked something else off the shelf.
Yeah, what about this?
Well, since this is part of business.
I said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll buy something else in here. And she goes, that would be really sweet of you. So she swept it up. And I figured it must, since it was positioned at the very front of the store, it probably wasn't super expensive, you know, in a position where somebody could easily shoplift it and run out. I was wondering if it was a $20,000 vase. Probably not. It may have been a $20 vase.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they put it there intentionally, and if they didn't like you, they would have made you pay for it, and they did it like Nathan for you.
Right.
They just design a shop where more things are broken, where people have to buy them. George, you watched that sketch. Didn't you think it was funny?
Not really, no.
George, please love Nathan for you.
I can't. I'm glad y'all love it. I just didn't find it as funny as
he was going to help this business that sold antiques by having a you break it, you buy it policy. And he convinced a guy to go there on, I think it was Halloween, and the guy was wearing a sumo wrestler outfit. And he made the alleyways real narrow in the store with full of breakables on either side. Oh, George isn't George. Laughing at all.
I was laughing along with you.
Please
it's
love
funny.
It.
It's funny.
So we spent some time there, and we picked out a few items from the children's section. We did buy something there to make up for whatever she had broken.
That is like your biggest fear, and you understand why. I mean, our parents would always just, don't touch anything.
Yes. And the rest of the time we're in the store with her, I am watching her like a hawk. And anytime a hand would raise towards something, I would say, no, 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 no.
Blow your whistle.
Yeah. But she's really well behaved. And by the way, this age range, the terrible twos occasionally appear, but she is so much fun. I've thought every step of the way that 3 months couldn't get any better, 9 months couldn't get any better, a year and a half. I don't see how it can get better than having a 2.5-year-old.
Yeah, that's a fun age.
Talking and walking, and she's just funny and silly and so much fun to play with. So, you know, most of the trip was great. And that wasn't her fault. That was just pure accident.
Yeah, it was a bad call.
But my favorite moment, maybe with her so far, is certainly a top five moment. It happened a couple of days later. And we had gone up there last year as well, and I had seen advertised the Santa Fe Desert Corral. It's a choir, and they sing Christmas songs. and they perform at the big cathedral, the Basilica in downtown Santa Fe off the plaza. And I always thought that looked like something great to do for Christmas, but last year we were up there with my sister and her husband, and tickets were sold out. So I thought about it a little more ahead of time this year, and I thought this would be a great thing to take our two-year-old to. She loves music. She likes watching people perform, and she's usually pretty good in a setting like that, well-behaved. So I went online, and all of the good seats were taken down the center of the church. But off to the side, there were some seats that were obstructed view. They were marked down, but they were still available, and there were three right up near the front on the second row.
Okay.
So I grabbed them. So we go out to dinner that night, and then we walk over through the plaza, and all the lights are up, and everything's decorated, and we walk into the church, and they escort us to our seats. And as we're walking in, we're looking around, and we're noticing there are no other kids here.
Oh, no.
There were no other young kids. We saw a couple of teenagers, but everybody else was adult and kind of dressed up.
Start getting some looks.
Yeah, got a few looks, but we started feeling a little uneasy. So we get to our seat, and we have to crawl over a elderly couple. They looked like they were probably in their 80s. And then we get to our three seats, and then I thought on the seat map that this was a church pew row where you could exit and enter on either side, but no, it's a dead end. So when we crawled over them and got to our seats, there was a wall to our left.
Oh no, you're locked in.
So we're locked in. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if we're going to have to make an emergency exit, they're not going to be happy because
escape route.
They weren't the kind of grandparents that looked at us and said, oh, what a cute kid. How old is she? They didn't want anything to do with us.
Oh no.
They were there to hear the music. So the chorale singers come out, and as I'm looking in the program, I notice that the guy who directs this was the conductor at the Dallas Symphony Orchestra for 10 years, and he's done this special event for 15 years. So this is really serious stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at the songs that they're going to sing, and all of the songs are songs I've never heard of. The only two I recognized were Silent Night and First Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was some classical piece about snow or the winter or the cold or the just stuff I didn't recognize. So I thought, wow, this is way more highbrow than I had imagined. I thought it was all going to be Jingle Bells and Frosty.
They didn't do Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer,
no,
Robot Santa.
Exactly.
My church does that every year.
Do they? Yeah,
for the Christmas Eve service.
That's nice for the kids.
So the conductor comes out and he says, you're here on a very special night because we are recording tonight's concert for our CD.
Oh, no.
So now I'm getting a little more nervous. So he turns around and starts, and it's beautiful. He's conducting, and the choir is unbelievable, and they're doing these classics and classical music that I've never heard of, but they are just, they're breathtakingly gorgeous in their presentation. And our two-year-old is loving it. She's just sitting there on mommy's lap, taking it all in. She occasionally gets distracted. She'll pull a rubber band out of her ponytail and play with it, but she was amused by that, so that was fine. So we get about six songs in, and the conductor turns around to everybody and says, and keep in mind, we are on the second row, very
right
close
there
to him, could almost reach out and touch him, turns around and says, you're very lucky to be here tonight, because this next song is a wonderful masterpiece by some artist I had never heard, written in 1605. And it is the most requested song that we perform, but we don't do it every year. We do it about every 4 or 5 years. But you're lucky tonight if you're one of those who has sent emails to me for years wanting to hear it. We're about to play it, perform it for you. And I guarantee this will put you in the Christmas spirit. It's not a very long piece, but by the end of this piece, you will be in a great place. And so he turns around.
What a build up.
And he starts conducting. And it is beautiful.
Was it Pour Some Sugar on Me? Like we have that classical recording of that.
It's this incredibly beautiful, moving piece. And at one point, you know, they're, how a choir works, where they're taking turns and they're singing this part and they're singing this part. And at one point, they reach this crescendo, and then there is silence in the middle of the song. And it was during it was during this moment of silence that my daughter, sitting in her mom's lap, turns to me, smiles, and in a pretty loud voice says, "Dada, doo doo."
Paul in what?
So you did rip one.
And I look at my wife, and she is laughing, maybe the hardest I've ever seen her laugh, but she's holding it in because she doesn't want to make a sound. And I immediately
can't
go into...
wait to get this album.
I know. When does this come out?
Yeah, all of that came flooding into my mind. No other kids here. They're recording it for a CD. Most beautiful song ever.
Yeah.
And I don't look around. I can't look around. I just look at her, and I go, shh, this is where we're quiet. And then they start singing again, and we're just cracking up.
What is it about you associated with people during moment of silences?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're the common denominator in all this.
But I should have seen this coming, because on the walk to the church, we walked through the plaza in Santa Fe, and there are thousands of Christmas lights up. And for some reason, she started, because she's silly... she was pointing at all of those lights, and she would go, "Dada, doo-doo lights."
That's a great routine.
Every
10
seconds,
bit.
We'd go by another storefront that had Christmas lights, and she'd point and go, "Dada, doo-doo lights."
Of course, you're laughing. How could you not laugh at that?
So she was calling, and
she's got great material.
You're right, and I was cracking up anytime she said it, which fueled her.
Of course.
Because she had a great audience. So she was calling every Christmas light that she saw doo-doo lights. So she had that on her brain, and that's why. But she didn't say "Dada, doo-doo lights" in the concert. She just said "Dada, doo-doo."
Remember that joke?
Just the funniest thing ever. So we let that song end because we could tell she was getting restless, and my wife stood up with her to kind of calm her down. And then once the song was over, we had to crawl over the grandparents and head down the aisle and go to the back of the church.
For the dad doo-doo people, sorry.
And we watched, listened to another three or four songs back there. And then by then, we were getting towards the final part of the show, and we left.
Boy, that conductor, when he heard that, knowing that they're recording it live.
Oh, my God.
Live recording.
That's why I didn't look around. I didn't want.
No, you
can't. Just didn't want to deal with it. And we got to the back there and let her kind of run around a little bit, and then we left. But... what a moment.
Boy, what is it when kids turn about two or three and automatically words like poo-poo and doo-doo are funny?
I don't know.
Is it because we reinforce it from the very beginning?
Yes.
But they come out with it like, I know my kids did, like the first time they said it, it was funny to them.
I think that's part of it, the reinforcement. You're right, it is inherently funny for some reason to them. But she's in that age where it's so funny to her that I'll get one of her stuffed animals, for example, and I'll say, "Oh, what's his name?" And she'll look at him, and then she'll look at me and go, "Doo-doo." And so we have to call that stuffed animal Doo-doo for a while. And then, of course, I laugh when she says that.
Sure.
And then she thinks it's hilarious, and so that's the name.
Yeah, Tube Pants has been a big one in our family. That's that guy's name. How funny is that?
Toot Pants?
Yeah.
It's just, they are so wildly entertaining at this stage, and I know it's only going to get better now that the words are flowing and the stuff that'll come out of her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But already what she says is just a riot. And that
wait till she starts
was...
repeating what she hears Dada say around the house.
Yeah, I know. I am extra. I am extra careful about what I say now because they are such sponges.
See, you'll become a dad cusser.
And she repeats, yeah, I probably will.
You got to, yeah.
And she repeats stuff that she heard 2 weeks ago that we have no idea how she's remembering these things. And
they hear everything, and they repeat everything.
It's the human mind at that age is amazing.
Yeah.
So a couple of stories from our Christmas trip. One more story about being pulled over multiple times.
Multiple
times that I will tell at a later date, a time of my choosing. I didn't have a great vacation when it came to being behind the wheel.